Let's look at back home in your country. You are remembered for having led an exemplary leadership. What is your take on the current state of governance in Tanzania, considering the clampdown on the media and the opposition?
First, you've got to know, to the extent that I'm held in some esteem as having led the country out of some serious problems of both governance and economic development. I tried my best to undertake a major review of the state of the country, a participatory review. And then we evolved what I called a common vision for 2025, which was arrived at after extensive consultations, both on the political, labor, women, youth, parliament, and political parties. So that gave a vision enough to produce an action plan for action, for reform, and for mobilization. And that's what I was able to achieve, as a result of which we got debt relief, and then got real growth up to 6% or 7%. So that is what I was famous for. Now, in the time, the problems were so grave that maybe the media did not have much time to engage in the kind of excursions, because I call them political excursions, that they are engaged in now. But two, and I think I can say this of much of sub-Saharan Africa media, their preoccupation with politics is with politics, the political shenanigans, who is who is doing what to whom, and so on. On the economic front, there is very little reporting, assessment, or advocacy on the part of the media. Now, what you are describing now as being a clampdown on the media and so on, first, it's about social media, which is really gossip or personal views. It's very unrelated to development challenges. It's very unrelated to the development plans. It's very unrelated not only to advocacy, it's unrelated to mobilization for development. And we are behind. We are poor. So I consider that such clampdown as there has been is to reduce the number of media that are really gossipers and just social agitators, which for me is no major deal, really. It's no major deal at all.
Isn't it on the international media that President Magufuli sacked 9,000 people who are with fake certificates who are working?
Actually, I support that entirely. If they are fake workers, you know, these are fake employees of the government who are claiming, or fake retirees who are claiming salaries rather than pensions, they should be sacked. One of the questions I asked myself is why I had not thought of instituting such an inquiry in my time, but I had other issues to settle. So for me, the sacking of these employees was absolutely overdue.
You have been appointed by President Museveni as the chair negotiator in the Burundi crisis. How far is the process going?
The process is not at a stalemate, but it's very slow moving. First, let me put the situation correctly. I am facilitating the parties disputing the political situation in Burundi up to the point where it comes to serious mediation between the parties. The mediator is President Museveni. The East African community leaders have asked me to do the donkey work, if you like, of talking to the various parties and trying to see whether there is a common way forward, a possibility of bringing them together to find a common position for resolution of their conflict. And that's what I'm doing. As I said, it is slow moving. The principal obstacle, in my view, is that every side is extremely opinionated and uncompromising. And that is the difficulty. How do you persuade them that they must get together? They should be able to sit together in a room. They should be able to discuss even the issues. We have succeeded to bring them to spell out the issues that are in contest. But to get them to talk together, not separately, as I have been talking to them, it's very difficult indeed. I have to say, really, that one of the psychological obstacles is that their tendency is to think that outsiders will sort out the problem for them. Even when they agree, for instance, that there is need for reconciliation. There is need for looking at the constitution afresh and so on. Even then, they don't want to sit together and discuss about how they can go about sorting this thing.
This is a continent that is plagued with so many negatives as a result. Poverty, diseases, and underdevelopment. Where is the link between the situation and colonization?
The challenge the link is that, as I have said, that if our ancestors were able to resist their dehumanization, what the population that was being colonized in 1884 and partitioned in sub-Saharan Africa had to also summon the energy to protest. And that is the beginning of the liberation or the decolonization movement, exactly. So that is the linkage that I find. Now, why is there so much, why are there so many problems in spite of independence, as you say? The decolonization was there. There are several reasons. One, the decolonization movement concentrated on political liberation to get the colonials out. But in due course, well, not in due course, but as a result of the pressures for political decolonization, they didn't have enough time to plan for economic emancipation, for social and economic emancipation, and to chart out the path for the development of their, for the use of their new independence to develop themselves. So what I'm saying now is time has come to sit back and say, how do we develop ourselves? And that is why in the subsequent lectures, I've emphasized the importance of self-reliance, because it is an expression of our self-esteem, our self-knowledge, and now our independence to determine the path of development, to determine the parties to this development, to determine the plans for this development, to execute the plans for this development. I am not saying that we will not need assistance from outside. No. Multilateralism, globalization, and the difference between the colonizers and ourselves require that there should be an element of solidarity. But the determination of the path and the goals and the methodology of development must remain with the African. And I'm saying, if the slaves were able to determine that liberation, we should also be able, in this time and age, determine that path for development.